Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We the boys. We the
boys. It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nortman with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Strophy's running the show. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. There's a couple things I want to get to that we didn't get to here in this 414 hour at 4. The first being is Desperate Kyle.
Desperate Kyle?
You're turning into Alex Strofe.
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? You know you're desperate.
Whoa. For what?
Invites, FOMO, anything.
Wait, did you just say for what?
Yeah?
You don't realize how desperate you are sometimes?
Desperate for what?
Just a lot. I mean, you literally begged your way to the wedding. I'm not even joking. This is not a bit.
Facts.
This is not being fun. You begged your
As
way to the
I
wedding.
As I was putting together my wedding list, I wrote Strofe begged his way into the list.
Oh.
You said, there's
no
way.
You did not write that.
I can pull up my wedding planning sheet.
You didn't write Strofe begged his way
verbatim
on this list.
Begged his way on the list.
I bet you did.
I did.
Do you not realize that you begged your way onto the list? I mean, you may have been invited, but you made it so he would have felt bad not to invite
you.
Does that water down the invite to you at all?
You likely would have been invited, but the begging almost got you off the list.
I think I pointed out why it would be beneficial to have my presence there. That's
all. I didn't need that. This wedding's not about you.
I didn't say it was about me.
I mean, you made it
feel like it.
I just said it's beneficial for the show.
How much more beneficial is it for Ben that you are at his wedding?
I think it's beneficial for our relationship.
You're barely going to talk to him that day.
Yeah, I probably won't talk to him.
You just want to be there. Brad, did you ever beg to go to this man's wedding?
If Brad didn't get the invite, he would have been slighted but got over it.
Don't worry.
Kyle wouldn't have gave a damn.
Yeah. I would have been slighted, but I mean, I got a free Friday, Saturday.
I think I might have.
I'll be hanging Strofe with Gosser. I'll be hanging with Kaminsky. It's fine.
Please don't go near my friends.
Do you think they would accept Strofe?
No.
Oh, Strofe is going to try.
You know what we're going to do on the bachelor party that Strofe's not going to be at? Be like, yo, you got to check this out. Check out my producer's three-cone drill.
Oh, you're not going to do that to him.
I thought he'll be pointing
don't
at
you
him.
Do no, that
you're
going to
be known as the most unathletic person
and,
at the
and
wedding.
Then they're going to see me on the dance floor in front of that band, and they're going to be like, oh, this kid.
This checks out.
That can't be the same guy.
Right, exactly, Brad.
No, Brad.
There's no way he's that
There's
athletic.
No way that those hips lie. Those hips lie.
Are you going to go up and talk to Kaminsky and everyone?
Of course.
Hey, bro, I had you on
you
my
gotta,
wall as a kid.
You got to.
Well, I don't know what I would say.
Can you sign my chest with a Sharpie?
Hey,
I won't shower for a week.
Hey, Frank, Alex, nice to meet you. That's probably the extent of that.
But you will go up to him, huh?
I don't know that I would, unless it was an appropriate time.
So you're plotting.
I'm telling you right now, there is no appropriate time to say hi to my friends.
Why not? It's at your wedding.
Well, you are.
You don't know him. You're going to say hi to his sister and her brother.
You're at the kids' table.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up to Frank and go, so how do you know Ben? Now that'd be funny.
That's good.
But also thirsty,
but don't
though.
Don't do it.
Oh.
Have some respect.
Will Shelly be there?
Yes.
Okay, so Shelly, who I know, I think it'd be funny if I walked up to him and I said,
all about him.
This is going to be a wild evening.
So you know Zach Showalter?
through ESPN Madison, yeah.
The parents of the bride are in town right now.
Last year?
The parents of the bride are in town right now, so we're doing a lot of detail-oriented things.
Are they staying with you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Fantastic.
It's always lovely.
How's the Thursday?
Fantastic!
Hold on, real quick. Are they listening right now?
I'm just letting you know that they may be.
Okay,
so be careful now because...
I'm not the one that needs to be careful.
Well, I thank y'all for setting me up to have a great time this summer.
Why'd you go Southern Kyle?
They from St. Louis. I got family from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying?
They're not from the hillbilly parts of St. Louis.
My family's from St. Louis, St. Louis, and they got a little bit of a draw.
Have you ever heard... your fiance's family say y'all?
No.
You have a drawl?
No.
I don't think that's...
They do. My grandmother, I tell you, and my grandpa,
in my day.
No, I know what St. Louis folk talk like. You heard Nelly talk before? The rapper?
Yeah, I know who Nelly is.
Oh, I'm just making sure. Yeah, he got
I guess in the longest yard, he's got a little
yeah, they got
draw.
A little twang.
I thought that was just a little bit of like
St. Louis talk.
Lewis dialect attributes that make it different from anywhere else in the Midwest. Interchangeability of OR sounds for AR sounds, like farty instead of 40.
Farty.
Fowdy.
Farty.
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 Like a 40 ounce.
Farty ounce. Well, yeah. There it is, Strofe. You are well, we on the list party. Because you begged.
How did I get here?
Desperate Kyle.
Oh, Desperate Kyle. Desperate Kyle reminded
no,
me
I
of
like
Desperate
talking about Desperate Strofe.
I know. But this is better because
Kyle,
you are desperate.
How do you know Ben?
I work with him every
I just
day.
Work with
Slow
the guy.
Down over there. Kyle Wallace, you have gone from Davante Adams to DK Metcalf to Trey Hendrickson to bargaining for Cooper Kupp to now acceptance stage of the Packers are what they are, and you've come with a list of free agents that would be on the cheap.
Yeah, I became Desperate Strofe, really. That's what happened is
Who do you want?
Well, on
tell
the
us your guys.
On the weekend, I was trying to figure out who's still available, right? Like, who is still out there? So as I was going through my list of guys, I said, oh, wow, there's still some guys out there. So I'll go through my list here, guys. So, you know.
Exactly. Guys. He doesn't even know them off the top of his head.
What about you guys?
Would this be appealing to anybody, right? Because, I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, maybe the Packers just need to find some guys because that's what they did when they signed Mecole Hardman or whatever the hell his name is. Mecole?
You call him Miracle.
Miracle Hardman. You know Rasul Douglas is still a free agent?
That says a lot.
A bad sign.
He didn't do anything last year.
I mean, Rasul Douglas, maybe we're trying to find a cornerback.
You want
to
spin the block with Rasul?
Maybe. The way that when he left, everybody was all upset about it. Asante Samuel Jr.
Isn't he old?
No, he's only 25 years old. Just has some injury issues. How about this name? Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper was like, he was completely out of the game plan.
Tyler Lockett?
Hell no! What happened? Remember when we went through the free agent list? You're like, trash. You said trash for these guys.
Well, listen, and when he signed Mr. Hartman, that's when I realized, well, I guess trash.
We're at the bottom of the barrel.
We should be your dumpster diving. So we had to
We're past thrifting.
Are we
bargaining at a garage sale?
Yeah, basically.
Even that?
We're trying to cut deals at a garage sale.
I know how to cut a deal at
this is a dollar. I'll take it for 50 cents.
Mecole Hardman was full price at a garage sale. This is bargaining for a discount at a garage sale.
I mean, at this point, Green Bay Packers got to do something. We're going to run it back with all these young guys, I guess.
But what is that
Jason Wilde's made it very clear. I heard him on Sunday Karma with you, Strofe, and Scalzo. I've heard him across these very stations. The way that Jason is presenting the wide receiver room is it's very likely that Goody is going to run this group
back,
and you will likely see one drafted. We don't know when. Maybe more than one, but you get my point.
Yeah, it's alarming. It's concerning because, again, I believe that this receiver—
Strofe's doing the bob in his head because he's reached the bargaining acceptance as well.
There's something we just know. Can we all agree, going into the season in 2025, the Green Bay Packers run it back with the receiving room that they have, adding Mecole Hardman, that this is not a championship receiving room at this point? Now, miracles could happen.
Do we even need to outline the fact they're adding Mecole Hardman? He's going to be like the fourth or fifth receiver.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw him on the social media smiling with the Green Bay Packers stuff. So, I mean, obviously it's a big move for them. So when I look at this team, I'm concerned that the Green Bay
What did you just say?
I just saw him sign his contract. He was smiling.
Mike says on the Carbless Talking text line, Kyle.
Should he not be smiling when he signs his contract?
They all do that.
Kyle.
There he is. Look at him.
Yeah, he's happy.
So what?
Let me see it. Let me see how happy he is.
Cheese in his Green Bay Packer gear on.
How about that?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, I'm about to steal some money from this place.
He said, here, Mecole. Here, just put on this hat. Put on this hat
and
this jacket.
Don't smile. Mike chimes in. Hardman, as he called Hartman. Hartman. That's how good he is. Nobody knows how to spell his name anymore after he has won Super Bowls.
Oh, stop. He didn't win Super Bowls. He did, Kevin.
He really did.
He caught a Super Bowl winning touchdown. Calm down, guys. Last year, he had 12 catches for 95 yards. This is justified to call out the signing of Mecole Hardman as dumpster diving.
Yeah, it does nothing. It does absolutely nothing for your team. I mean, that is a game to some. I mean, maybe not 12 receptions,
but
90
yards. And then he follows it up, Kyle, with stay strong on your GB faith. The Packer backer, Kyle Wallace, is in question. He's in identity crisis right now.
No, it's not identity crisis. I'm in acceptance mode. I understand what this team is, and I'm trying to figure out what we can do to potentially bring in more competition or bring in some type of hope. Because right now with the Green Bay Packers, a team that we last season thought they could be a team that can compete for a championship, none of us feel that way right now because we don't have trust and faith who is in that wide receiver room. Now, hopefully, as Jason talked about when he joined us, is he thinks Tay Wicks can take that next step. Great, but I need Tay Wicks. It's great to be able to get open, but you got to catch the football, and also you got to get the football thrown to you. And if that ain't happening, it doesn't matter if you're getting wide open, right? A Jaden Reed, we need him to be more consistent. And other, we just need Romeo Doubs to be present, right? We need him to be present and consistent as well, mentally and physically on the football field. But when you're talking about a guy, Mecole Hardman, over the last 2 years where he hasn't done much, I can't get excited about that. There's, you know, you're trying to sell me on something that ain't there. It's not real.
If you were going to buy a car, Mecole Hardman's not, he's in the back lot. They're not even presenting him until they find out that your budget's not going to make them any money.
Yeah, when you go in, they say, oh, we're going to show you all these cars. They show you the $30,000 car. Well, for you guys, maybe it might be a little bit more. The $30,000 car, like, a little bit different. $20,000, he's like, $15,000, $10,000. I need a hoopty. Oh. Let me send you over to another place real quick. That little auto shop down there.
And
they
unfortunately,
might be
this isn't like the movie Transformers, where Bumblebee turns into a very smooth looking Camaro that transforms into a robot.
Y'all know I didn't know Hoopty.
What is wrong with your brain?
Meant
it's perfect for the Transformers is well known. I mean, the Camaro is Bumblebee. We're not getting Bumblebee.
It's a wild reference. It really is.
It's a legitimately insane reference.
My brain does work weird. We know this.
It's just depressing. I mean, you list those guys. Maybe if this was 5 years ago, some of those guys moved the needle. But none of those guys add a single win to the Green Bay Packers or make me feel like they can compete with the cream of the crop of the NFC.
Yeah, I just looking at his stats here, I mean, he was injured in 2022 when he was with the Chiefs as well. He had 25 catches for a little under 300 yards. There's nothing to be excited about with this one.
Ron in the Keys chiming in, Kyle, on identity crisis. That's on the Carbless Talk and text
identity
line.
Identity crisis. I'm still a Packers fan. I just know that my expectations are going to be a little bit lower. What temper?
I was trying to get to the text so you could react to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Kyle's brand is literally, we suck, to we're winning the Super Bowl, to we suck.
Well, I mean, it's the pendulum swings, man. It's nothing in between.
As a Packer backer, a true Packer backer would not be okay with sustained success without titles. With the name Title Town.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated. I'm sorry. The Badger loss just got me. It got me. It was one of the they lost. Did I yell and I screamed? No. I mean, actually, I was at my parents' house and I yelled at a cuss word and I caught myself because I was like, get up, call the timeout. Carter Gilmore at the end. I was like, ooh, gotta catch myself. But yeah, I mean, I just
wait. So you did catch yourself?
You
don't swear in front of your parents?
No. Why would I do that?
Really?
They were sleeping as well.
What would they do?
Why
were you there while they were sleeping?
Because baby girl went somewhere, so I decided if she's gonna be gone, I might as well go watch.
Oh, you're
hang out with my parents.
You're not a grown man.
Do you have to hang out with my parents?
Do you like have Kyle
they were sleeping.
Time?
No.
They still have diapers for you.
The gay. I went over there at like 5 o'clock, and the game didn't end until like 10. I was just there, ate dinner, hung out with the family, and they're not watching the Badger game like that, and so I was watching the game. And
hey, Kyle, shut up!
No, they were just happy to hear my voice. My parents love me.
Bucks fans, it is time to show off your skills. Just do better than me, and a pair of Bucks tickets are on the line.
Easy peasy.
We all know this is the time of year where we are all a little distracted with the hoops going on. Obviously, the tournament, the playoffs coming, whether it's at home on the driveway hoop, on the court in a gym, or even rolling up a pair of paper to show shoot hoops into the garbage at work. We're all trying to get buckets. We want you to show us your best trick shots. Send us a video at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter and use the hashtag BucksTrickShot. That's hashtag BucksTrickShot of your creative shots. Send it in before April 8th and you could win 2 Bucks tickets to the regular season finale coming up shortly, April 13th against Detroit. Remember that
Damn.
Is hashtag BucksTrickShot on Twitter to submit your stuff.
That's crazy. When's the end of the season?
April 13th is the regular season finale.
Holy cow, time is flying.
Playoffs almost here, baby.
It's the 4-on-4 hour at 4 on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
Wow. Just wow.
He sound good. We've been practicing.
I did it all last week. I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of my progress.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Make me feel like I'm alive again.
Oh, it's that time of the day where you're cashing out. You're cashing that check. You're earning it. Time that money does a little bit of earning for you. No better place to do that than with my friends at Bank 5-9. Because right now, Bank 5-9 has special CD specials. These can earn you as high as 4.8% on their CD specials. I mean, to get a rate like that in this economy, with this kind of inflation, with this kind of uncertainty, you just can't find that everywhere. But you can find that at Bank 5-9. And with multiple lengths of duration, you can find one that fits your needs. So if you're looking to finally get that earning on your money, then you got to go to Bank 5-9. This is just another way that they're making lives better in our communities for their customers, for the employees, and for their investors in their CDs like these. So if you want to finally get that money into the game and get them into a special CD opportunity with Bank 5-9, then you got to take advantage right now because they will not last long. Check out Bank 5-9 and find more about these CD specials at bank59.com/CD for more details. Member FDIC.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman alongside Alex Rowe fronting the show. UKBN Nation 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. And we're on YouTube as always at ESPN Milwaukee. Now I'm going to throw something I didn't talk to you guys about.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Little curveball,
this will
huh?
go well, I bet.
Just relax, y'all.
Ben's leaning back. He's just like, what's it going to be?
Both teams did not make it to the second weekend, Marquette or Wisconsin. The drought for the Badgers has been well documented for the second weekend, making it to the Sweet 16. They haven't done it since 2017. Context is key here. They have won two Big Ten titles in that time frame. I know that doesn't make anyone happy in the tournament. I get that. I'm just as frustrated. But if they don't make it to the second weekend next year, is that it for you?
Oh, wow. For guard?
Yeah. Or Shaka. You guys pick?
No.
Interesting tune change. You guys were very antsy last year.
I was.
Yeah.
I've thought more about it. I've gotten a little more mature, a little more worldly.
You've seen the football team?
Yes. Honestly, that's part of it.
No, I'm serious. I'm being dead serious.
The Badger basketball team was projected to be like 14th in the Big Ten this year. Not only that, they were bottom half in NIL money for basketball from what's being reported. So the fact that Greg Gard was able to get them amongst the top five in the Big Ten, get a 3 seed, go all the way to the Big Ten championship game, and yes, it was disappointing to lose by 2 to BYU in sort of a bad spot. I still believe that. A bad spot for this team. I'm not going to disrupt what Greg Gard is able to do. Do more with less, because that's exactly what the Badger basketball team has. Do more with less. And if it's another season similar, now they don't have to go to the Big Ten championship game, but if they're ranked throughout most of the year, if they're a top five seed, you know, like a, you know, 3, 4, 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they still don't get there, I'll be concerned as to like what's not translating to the game, but you can't make the argument that they're not a program that is overachieving given a tougher Big Ten, less NIL money, and just harder to keep guys at Wisconsin. So, and to say, I mean, same thing with Shaka, right? Different program, not as close to the program, so I don't like root for them as hard, but it's the same thing where they, you know, they were cut out for them, but you can't say that they're not relevant. And the Badger football team, they are not relevant right now.
They've reached the point of irrelevance.
Irrelevant. And that's just like, it's a sick place to be. Now that I've experienced.
They've reached the point of Alex Stroh.
Sure.
Oh,
have.
Wow.
Sure. Mm. Have.
So now that I've experienced what one team looks like in a, you know, environment of being irrelevant, I want to do everything I can do to avoid that. I at least want to stay good, even if that means you take away a little bit of the long-term upside, a little bit of a risk that the upside might be able to create for you.
Yeah, for me, when I look at it, I mean, I'm not firing either coach. I'm definitely not firing Greg Garbutt.
For the record, I'm not either for both of them.
Oh, we understand that.
No, both of them. I'm like, this isn't just like a guard, like Badger thing. This is like the body of work has shown me that when he did it a certain way, they were good. They won some Big Ten titles.
I mean,
changed the complete way they play. They brought in a special assistant to change the system. Now, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't sitting next to one of my former teammates at Pato Sportsbook and still being baffled at some of the defensive things that happen. But when you do change a system, you're going to have to give something that you knew so well up. Now, can they merge the two together? Maybe. It's a little bit harder because let me just take as Strofe likes to deep dive into the world of Ben's brain in college basketball. The reason why Badger teams were so consistently successful is because the way it worked was typically there was outliers, but the majority of the time, seniors and juniors would learn as freshmen and sophomores everything you could and could not do, whether that was through practice as a freshman on the scout team, opportunities as a sixth man, or maybe a starter as a sophomore. Then by junior and senior year, you knew exactly where you were supposed to be, your assignment, how to guard each player. The defensive side of the ball was the focus. Now, if the offensive side of the ball is the focus, that's great. But there still are some concepts where it's like, how do you give up that straight line drive? Like where it's just right hand, right down the lane line. And then by then, you get too deep and they're able to pivot and score. Man, just like cut them off. Like make them change directions.
Yeah.
Like I see myself doing that, but it's also unfair because it's not the way that they're playing. Can they merge some of that? I hope so. Because my point is when you're in this era of transfer portal, getting guys that need to that you need to bring into play right away, it's hard to build that system where you're buying into something over 4 years, trying to get them to learn that in 1 year is tough. So that's where it's going to be really interesting to see how you're able to bring guys in and play guys right away quicker. And it's been happening more, right? More freshmen have been playing at Wisconsin the last 5 years than we saw during Bo's entire tenure
that's
as a head coach.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So there's just so many moving pieces of like they did it one way for so long. Greg Gard still kept the same type of system, won Big Ten championships. But now it's almost like when you as a GM draft a quarterback, it sort of buys you a little bit of time to see that develop. The changing of the system, I think, for the majority of people that watch Badger basketball. Now, if you watch just the tournament, you're probably just upset. I get that. But for the fans that go and watch it all the time, they're thinking, all right, this is new and different. It maybe bought him some time to see if this system will play out into longer NCAA tournament success, and that will be seen.
Well, I think it's just really turning a corner because my biggest frustration is I haven't seen guys really develop like that under him, and now seeing a guy like a John Tanjay come in and play well and then just seeing this senior class of players somewhat develop. I mean, I always talk about Carter Gilmore because he really worked his behind off. You talked about Kamari McGee as well, a young guy who came in and worked his butt off after transferring in. So for me, I just like seeing the development of this program because when they made it to the NIT, I was very frustrated. I was frustrated because this team was not where I thought the program was going to be, especially with the fact that he inherited a team that was coming off Final Fours. He made it to two Sweet 16s. I know Strofe doesn't like it when I say this. I say it was Bo's guys. Yeah, because granted, Greg Gard helped with recruiting. Those were still guys that came in under Bo Ryan, and they were still able to find success because of the fact of what they saw before him. And then after that, immediately, kind of when some of those guys went away, you saw that this team didn't make it to a tournament. But I feel like Wisconsin now has a little bit of momentum. Last year was very disappointing because they got put out in the first round, but we all kind of felt it, right? This year felt different. This year felt like more of a rebirth. So that's why I'm actually good with Greg
Rebirth, Gard. That's a good word. Rebirth is good. Rebirth, it felt fresh. It felt different, and it was also a formula that won games and got you a 3 seed.
No, you felt good about this team. And then going to Shaka Smart, you guys got to remember, under Wojo as the coach there, he was there for 7 years.
Trust me, you got to tell me the amount of trolling I did with them going like on a 9-year drought of winning a tournament game.
They went to the NCAA 2 times during his tenure there. And once Shaka got there, they have not missed a tournament at all, right? They made it to the Sweet 16 last year, got put out this year by a very competitive New Mexico team. So, I mean, overall, when I look at it, like both of the teams in Wisconsin are in a good position. They're in a good spot, and you can get worse at the head coach position. And in Wisconsin football is showing you that.
What if one of them doesn't make the tournament?
Next year?
I mean,
like, what if Wisconsin, what if, I mean, you talk about Blackwell and Winter being back, but what if you lose one of them or both of them to the portal?
Well,
and
now you have a built-in excuse.
You're getting a little ahead of your skis here. Like, yeah, if that happens, then things are falling apart, and then you're not building a long-term successful culture.
But you lost AJ Storr and Chucky Hepburn, who were probably your two best contributors off your team last year. You lost both those guys, and you actually got better.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable.
Sad as Chucky would have been really good with this team. They needed a point guard.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing
and someone to lock up defensively.
The ACC Defensive Player of the Year in Chucky Hepburn.
Crazy. At least he went and earned his money. Storr earned it.
He earned it before he got there. Can't change it.
Yeah.
I bet he had a good time cashing out. I want that. I want that.
Just counting his cash on the bench.
I would too.
Shoot. I couldn't imagine a college athlete with actual big time money in college.
I'd be a fool. I told y'all wouldn't know how to act. I would not know how to act.
Would have been a fun time, though.
Oh, it would have been a great time. I would have been around. Everybody would know me on campus. Oh, him? Yeah. I know he ain't going to show up at practice the next day.
I know he's not going to have any money left after this year.
Yeah, it's okay. Just I'll make like it that. Back. Money is made to be spent.
Really?
It is.
That's really interesting.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
$3 I thought it was meant to be spent.
$3 is spending money. What are you talking about?
Well, I know you invest in other ways. You know, like maybe in your home.
Oh, I most definitely did. And I love looking at these windows every single day. And I want you to have the same feeling I have when I wake up and look at my beautiful windows by working with Universal Windows Direct. And with tax season being here, there's no better way to reinvest in your home than getting brand new energy efficient windows during Universal Windows Direct tax time sale. See, right now you can buy 2 windows, get 2 free. You can buy 10 windows, get 10 free. There is absolutely no limit, and it's a perfect opportunity to upgrade your home without breaking the bank. And here's something else I know y'all gonna love. Pay no interest until 2030. That's right, no interest for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. 6 years of no interest payments, making it easier than ever to afford the quality windows your home needs. And on top of that, because Universal Windows Direct love y'all, they'll give you an extra $500 off your next home improvement project. What are you waiting for? Call them today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Absolutely free in-home estimate. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
And I love when we got Brian Bilaga before the Homer Hour. A whole lot more to get to in the 414 hour. Ooh, hit it, Strofe. Whole lot more to get to at the 414 hour at 4, next on Kyle Bruston Nordman.
This is Kyle Bruston Nordman.
You agree with me? I mean, Lola Bunny on your algorithm?
I'm shaking her butt.
On my Facebook sharing stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
That's
as far as I can go to you.
Look at this. Google Lola the Bunny.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Boy, nice weather is right around the corner. That means golfing, walking, hiking, all the things that make life enjoyable. An active life. If you have pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then QC Kinetics is your go-to location to give you long-term pain relief. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. So they can use ways and avenues that are not drugs or surgeries and having no downtime, but using PRP and platelets and plasma and all sorts of things with cutting-edge medicine and regenerative technologies. They are going to be able to give you your life back. And it's a personalized journey back to full health. I mean, life without being able to do the things you love actively is hardly a life at all. So QC Kinetics is here to give you your life back. And they can do that with a free consultation. So don't wait any longer. Now is the time to do it, and you will be geared up in no time to start enjoying the warm weather and doing the things you love to do. Give QC Kinetics a call today at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Oh, man. Judge me or don't judge me. Probably judge me either way.
We listen but we don't judge. Have you seen that before?
People say?
Yes. What is that from?
Everyone judges.
You guys aren't on social media at all.
No.
That's a trend, Strofe, isn't it? We listen but we don't judge.
We don't judge.
Well, if you want to judge, go ahead. 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking text line. It's Kyle Bruston Nordman till 5 o'clock. So I was able to successfully put up a gate for the baby that did not lead her into the kitchen.
Cool. Oh, wow. Good job.
A gate for the baby to not get up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
But at the top of the stairs, the railing comes out and it's like a circular frame where I can't like put the circular thing that you have to push against the wall, like in order to tighten the gate. I can't get it. Like I just like I've tried everything and I can't figure it out. And
does
so
it, does it only tighten on does it tighten on both sides or only one side?
Both sides, but it's got to be tight all like there's like four circular
one in each
screws
corner.
On each four corners.
Yeah, we have the same gate, right? Where you basically screw it out and it compresses against the wall.
Correct.
There,
okay? Now,
why do you have a gate?
Because babies are crawling.
Oh, they're crawling.
They're
crawling.
Wow.
And she's like walking like a lot. And, like fast walking. But upstairs, she could just fall down the stairs right now. We don't have a gate.
Oh, no.
Oh, that seems problematic.
It seems very like a CPS
situation. Not bad that I waited for my in-laws to come in, and yes. He's now moved the frame of the wall frame down so it's a flat wall for me to use instead of the circular thing that doesn't fit.
Yeah, you're not the man of the house.
No. Yeah. You're the man of the house.
I'm the man of the house, but I'm not handyman of the house.
Now, what would have happened if for some reason they wouldn't have come for 2 months or so?
We've been
trapped in a room.
Struggling to get ready every morning for the next 6 months until...
Oh.
Man.
I just...
It would have been forever.
Can't you just trap her in a room?
You talking about CPS.
No. The phrase, can't you just trap her in the room?
No, you can. Can she open doors? She ain't tall enough for that.
She just reached for the basement door.
Oh no. She'd been
Man,
watching
if,
y'all.
If she, doors can't even contain her, then there nothing can.
I know.
Yeah,
what were you? Did you put up a temporary blockade?
There's nothing we could do.
Can you put one on her room so she can't get out? So the door, when she tries to get out her
You're
room?
You're talking about locking a child.
Oh, this is not a zoo.
Stop it.
Although it may
I'm
sound
trying to
like
help
a zoo.
You. I'm trying to help you, okay? I understand. I'm not saying lock her in a room like they did that one guy for 30 years.
Now, Stroh, you now have a political attack ad against Kyle-hating kids.
Oh, no.
Trap that kid in the room.
I'm trying to help you. It's a suggestion. I'd rather have her be trapped in a room than the stairs.
Falling down the stairs?
Yeah.
He's just trying to help, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Stroh.
Meanwhile, you're calling me not the man of the house.
No, you are the man of the house. That would be the same
thing. I'm just trying to help, man.
How long did it take him to fix it?
Well, the rail... Here's the text verbatim. And actually, they get mad when I talk about them on the air. They like living a silent life.
Mm. Oh.
Well, their daughter's marrying the wrong guy.
The top of the handrail is still drying and is not attached to the wall, so please don't grab onto it. It's the area where
you'll
see a clamp around the railing.
Oh, all right.
Can you imagine Ben coming home?
I'm all for that.
Outsource work.
I don't know what we're going to do when we get older, when we can't call on our parents to help us do stuff.
Because like,
my kids call them.
Your parents can be call Kyle and Ben to come fix things.
I'm going
to
tell my kids, you better call Chris.
Who's Chris?
Our handyman, remember? Under the table.
Under the table.
You better call Chris.
So how are you compensating your in-laws?
By marrying their daughter? What do you mean?
Is that Ben's gift to them?
That's my gift?
Yeah, aren't they not happy to be handing her off to a wonderful gentleman like you?
Yes,
yeah, it is,
but like,
that's a bit presumptuous.
Oh, that's what they're marrying.
You're so welcome that I get to
Kyle's
enter the family.
That's Kyle's mindset. Is you are so lucky.
What do you mean?
To hand baby girl off to me.
I mean, she could have ended up with any loser, but you get me.
That is. He takes great care of them. He's a great father. He's a great soon to be husband.
I mean, that's all true.
They have a great. I mean,
these are so great.
What else? What else could they ask for?
Wow, Kyle.
This is the school of Homer. Homer says that his wife is the luckiest person in the world because she married me. Did I quote you wrong, Homer?
No, that would be accurate. She's the luckiest woman in the world, and that doesn't speak to me. It speaks to the craziness of most men.
Mm. What does that make you? Where does that make you? Are you the luckiest man in the world?
Yeah, he is.
Pretty close, yeah.
You're not going to reciprocate. You're going to say to her that she's the luckiest woman in the world, but you're not quite the luckiest
man.
Not quite,
because women are not as crazy as men.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
That's a tough
conversation. I dare you to pull that on the Homer Hour. Who's crazier, men or women?
I mean, men can
be. I just want to help all of you, because I want you to hear it first.
Okay.
History will say that John Tanji was and will always be the greatest NIL addition ever.
Best deal,
ever. For the price they paid.
I know, I heard
and
about the price.
What's the price?
I don't know what it is.
Give it out the price.
I know what it is. I can. But for the price.
How do you know, Homer?
Because I believe I was told correctly that when they picked him, the choice for him was between Wisconsin and New Mexico.
Oh, come on.
If somebody much closer would like. But my point is this. Historically, for performance and dollars, this was their chance. This was the greatest situation ever in NIL.
A chance for what? Like they're
to
not
make the Final Four, make the Sweet 16,
no,
make the
well,
Elite
Sweet 16,
Eight.
Yeah, but Final no. Four, you, no.
Well,
not
okay,
their
Sweet 16,
ever.
Elite Eight.
Yeah, you can maybe upset Bama.
They could be very absolutely. Difficult. Yeah. Yes, and I give credit to the basketball legend here, has always been smart. Day one, my concern is defense. And their defense against BYU was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. And we all lost. That kid's the best player in the tournament. Even more exciting than, I wonder if that guy's name is at Duke.
Oh,
he
yeah.
does more. He scored every possession.
Every big shot.
And sometimes he'd make a three. How many times did he get an old-fashioned three? If
all
I'm
time.
BYU's yeah. coach, I go, let him score.
Yeah, I
just
do
don't
him,
foul him.
I give him a
Who
lot of
credit.
Who didn't
want to see him play again?
Because he bounced
it is
back.
Sad.
It's an anomaly. And he was so easy to root for. I mean, no, everything. He, the way
that
he conducted
was
himself.
One of the great
like.
Performances in the history of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, most points scored
but it will
in
never
NCAA
be remembered
because they lost. That's
yeah,
right.
Never be remembered.
That's a shame.
I think we'll always remember this Tanjay kid. That's what we'll say. Remember that Tanjay kid?
Yeah, but it's not going to be because they made a great
run. He won't say like we talk about like Kaminsky.
How big a difference did it make?
A team that was going to be picked 11.
Of course, Ben Bross.
12. Preseason.
Well, unfortunately, they lost while I was there. But I tell you what, had a hell of a time. Made a lot of money, which is always good. At the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's truly one of a kind. A 2,000 square foot video wall. They have a wonderful restaurant, a full bar, a VIP deck. Which I was at. Cool. And always, just if you like to just watch games or even have a beverage, you don't even have to like to bet. It's the best sports viewing opportunity you could possibly have. And it's right here in Milwaukee. Use a rewards card on those self-service kiosks. Bet above the rest and learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. The only way to end a Monday is with the beef. Brian Bulaga, former Packers offensive lineman, joins us next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. And you probably never
heard of, but there's a common misbelief that you always need to make it further. You need to keep pushing yourself and need to give up any joy to continue with your rigid routine. Well, I took the advice of my friends over at Michelob Ultra. Beer Tower, baby. We had a beer tower at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Filled with Michelob Ultra, only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Enjoy Michelob Ultra at Champs Americana in Brookfield, the Sandlots of Salem. Magoo's on the mound. Shout out to Magoo's in Milwaukee and the Thirsty Duck Sussex. Michelob Ultra is a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Superior light beer. Joining us now is Brian Bulaga, the former Packer. Strofe gave me a weird face because I said, "Well, I want to end with the beef. You know, you're the trenches guy. The beef.
Do you like that, Brian? Do you like that phraseology of that?
The beef? End with the beef?
Sounds like it loves
yeah, I mean,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, sure.
The meat? I mean,
whatever you guys... The meat? No, that's like baseball talk. Like, come on, meat. Like, that's like.
All right, what'd you stuff, call yourself you know? In the trenches?
I mean, you know, we got called the Mushroom Society because, like, you know.
Whoa!
Like,
wow! Kinda, what were y'all doing? Like, oh, y'all were. You the one who told Aaron Rodgers to do that, huh?
No, like,
we got
like,
something
you know,
for like, you, A-Rod.
No, like, you know, they kind of shove us in the back in the dark corner of the hallway, like where the meeting rooms were. Like, we were in the way back by the storage closet. No one really cares about us. Kind of throw us back there and only kind of look back there when you need us. And like, oh, there they are. Like, that's what we would kind of consider ourselves, like the Mushroom Society.
Is it mushrooms? You know, is it mushrooms because mushrooms can grow in the dark? It's very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. You knew the answer to your own question.
I know, but I was just like, wow, that's pretty elaborate. That's pretty good.
What did you call the specialists? The like anything for their shenanigans? Not you, Brad. Yeah, I was asking what Bilotti called the specialists.
Yeah, what did they say about us, Brian?
I just always looked at him as the luckiest guys on earth. That's the way I looked at it.
Well said.
I looked at him.
Well said, Brian. Hey, so I'm thinking about all the gaping holes that the Packers still have going into the draft. I'm just curious, if the Packers are going to be contenders in the NFC in 2025, how many starters, like legitimate starters, do they need to draft in the upcoming draft in order to fill those holes and then have them be amongst the top of the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. And, you know, I think, you know, they went to free agency and, you know, they got the two guys that obviously are going to be starters. Those are plug and play. Those guys are going, right? Like, those are the two legitimate starters. You don't pay that type of money for guys that may start. So there's two starters. But I think when you go into the draft and you never know what you're going to get, but I think you're kind of looking for guys that are going to be ready to go right away. Goody wants a young team. So to get a young team, you need to have guys be ready to go right away coming out of the draft. So, like, I would imagine probably 2 to 3 guys would be my guess. You know what I mean? 2 to 3 guys that need to be ready to go. And that would be, you know, your first round pick, second round pick, and potentially your third's ready to go by, you know, midseason. I mean, that's like best case scenario is the way I look at it.
Brian Bulaga joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Norton. Before we get to Kyle, Brian, how'd it go? You walk away with the trophy and the member guest?
No, we didn't. We did not.
Make the horse race?
No, we did not this year. We got, you know, we've been pretty fortunate over, you know, my time at the club, my brother and I, we've done well in this event. And this year, the club wanted to send a little message to my brother and I because we won it the year prior.
Oh, so okay.
We got put in a flight that was tough. It was tough. We got put in a tough flight. But we battled hard, you know, 3 ties, a win and a loss, and we took 3rd in the flight. So we fought hard, but a little outmatched, a little outgunned. We'll put it that way.
Oh,
kinda sounds like a little Hamilton. Packer, it kind of sounds like the Packers position groups right now.
The Packers position groups, with the signing of Mecole Hardman, are you now more confident in the Packers wide receiver room?
I don't feel any different than I did.
Good answer. Correct answer.
Signing. Yeah. Like, I don't feel any different. Cause like, listen, if it works out, right? Like, amazing, right? Like, oh my gosh, like what an amazing pickup. No one saw that coming. No one saw that working out. I just don't know how big of an impact he's going to have. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just me being as honest as possible. So like, I still see the guys. Yeah. I just see the guys making the biggest impact are, you know, obviously Reed and Wicks and, you know.
So Brian, I'm curious here, because there's a couple guys that Goody hit on, like, you know, Kyle's bring up Mecole Hardman, right? We could point to Rasul Douglas, who was a practice squad player, came over to Green Bay and had success. Devondre Campbell was maybe not even going to make a roster. 1-year deal, became an all pro. Who is the best player that was sort of a story like that that you played with? And do the Packers need a guy like that to really, like, help them this year? Because it feels like they do.
I mean, listen, normally teams that do really well always have a guy like that. I mean, look at the Eagles. You know, Bond is a perfect example of that. You know what I mean? Like, all the teams that normally have a good run or play really well throughout the postseason have a guy that does that. So, like, if Hardman is the guy that does that, I mean, that would be phenomenal. I just the evidence just hasn't been there, right? And when you're on a team with Patty Mahomes and that crew and you're not getting targeted, because we know Andy Reid will get you the ball if things are, you know what I mean? Like, if you should be getting the ball, he gets you the ball. He finds one way or another to get you the ball. And you have like 92 yards or whatever it was. There's just something going on there, right? Like, and that to me is just the thing that stands out. Now, he could come into this group where we have, you know, the two guys I mentioned, you know, Reed and Wicks, and then Dobbs coming with his head injuries, and we're not really sure where he's at. And he could very well slot in and be the third guy and get a lot of action, right? Like, we don't know how that's going to look until Watson gets back or what happens in the draft. We have no idea. So, like, until this draft goes by and we see what happens from, you know, a rookie standpoint, we kind of have to assume that he's going to be assuming Dobbs is obviously going to be healthy, he's going to be that fourth guy. And he's going to have to battle for time. But if Dobbs, you know, we don't know about his head injury. If Dobbs has to take some time, he's going to be the guy in the three hole and he's going to see a lot of the field.
Brian, I'm trying to determine how much weight I should put into these pre-draft visits that the Packers are having. Now, you were a first-round draft pick for the Packers. Did you go on a visit, like a pre-draft visit to Green Bay before you were drafted by them?
No, they did not take me out for a visit. They did not.
How much conversation did you have with them?
I just had the one 10-minute meeting with them at the combine.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Just that one meeting in the with all the guys in there. Maybe Campy had me in the train station for where they do that rapid fire where guys are just grabbing you left and right and you're going to different tables randomly. Maybe Campy had me for like 5 minutes. But after that, no, like literally I went into their room for the 10 minutes. I got grilled by Joe Philbin, the OC, because he knew Iowa's offense. We watched my tape at Iowa. He grilled me on every single like formation and play and protection and run. And that was essentially it. And I walked out of there. I'm like, well, I mean, maybe that went well. I have no idea. And lo and behold, a couple months later.
Well, I look forward as I think we'll have you in Green Bay coming up here for the NFL draft. And we'll relive some of those stories throughout the next month or so with Brian. Brian, we appreciate the time and be hearing you on the Homer Hour.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it.
That's Brian Bulaga. We're Kyle Bruston-Ortman, Alex Stroh ran the show. It's a fun Monday. Watch back if you missed anything on YouTube.
Nastis joined us.
He sure did. Nastis Live, TALive.com.
TALiveShow.com.
TALiveShow.com to get your tickets for the March 29th event. The Analysis Live, presented by Gruber Law Offices. Homer Hour next.